DRI with Christina Selvick. Please, Christina.
All right. Good evening, Mayor and Council. Thank you for this opportunity to provide an update on the city's most recent award of funding for downtown under the DRI program. So staff has been busy since the governor's visit on July 27th, and I'm here tonight just to give a very brief kind of what's next to come for the residents to kind of pay attention to, some resources for them to go to, and a little bit of the understanding of the process that we're going to undertake over the next 6 months.
Christina, why do we have parallel parking in our new downtown?
So this is, well.
That's an old parking.
Do you really want to talk about parking? So that's to come. This is the state's home site webpage, basically for all of their downtown revitalization initiative program. So it is actually going to be through this website that our program is going to be run, posted, information about our public meetings. We are already up there if you have not looked yet. Let's see if I can be pretty smart here. So there we are, right there. So, and he has made two subsequent announcements as well. So it was nice that we were the first this time. And so if you actually click there, you will get a little blurb. Oh, it worked earlier. See, now I don't have Linda for help. But, okay, there we go. So there we are with parallel parking. And so if you go down, it has the outline of the proposed boundaries for the project area. This can be subject to change as we go through the planning process with the state. It's not going to change dramatically, but there might be some slight tweaks as we go through the community process. And then if you click on the application link, it brings you right to our application that was funded, and you're able to go through that if you have not already taken a look. So, also on this website is resources for the community. So if you're interested in FAQs, who applied, other information down at the bottom as well, basically how the process is going to work, who the funding partner agencies are, and they will be here actually starting at the end of the month, meeting with city staff and the co-chairs for the local planning committee, and we'll talk about that. So we have Homes and Community Renewal, who will be really watching those projects that we put forward for Main Street and housing projects. You know, ESD is going to be looking at those private sector projects, the for-profit business projects, and then DOS for anything that was proposed by the city for public improvement projects. So if you go to the guidebook, and I had it open here in another page, so this is the process that we're going to be following as a community, you know, fairly closely is what I have been told, related to basically the DRI process post-award. So they outline the DRI process in here, who's been previously funded, a little information about the communities, and then they go into the DRI process in general. All right, so we already submitted our application. It's been reviewed. Governor's announced the $10 million. So we're at the point where the DRI team at the moment is mostly staff, but will be expanded greatly to include our local planning committee, and they will work very closely with the state planners from Department of State and then the project consultants. So for the Central New York region, Bergman Associates has been selected as our project consultants. They are contracted with the state agency, so they are not a city vendor per se. But we will work very closely hand in hand with them as we move forward. So then through community process, which we're hoping to begin in September and hopefully wrap up before the holidays at the latest, confirm basically the vision and goals for this process, strategies, making sure we're hearing from the public and the stakeholders throughout this process, and basically vetting or reaffirming projects that were originally included in the application. That's really the whole goal with this is it's like a big capital plan, basically, for our downtown. How can we leverage and include projects that are really going to make a difference in the community? From there, then the revised plan is resubmitted back to the state. The state ultimately selects the projects in the plan, and they may not fund all of them, is what we have been told. I believe they will fund most of them, but they're going to have their final stamp on things. From there, then the city does not have the money to dole out. So we did not get $10 million transferred. What will happen then is the projects that are funded, they will contract directly with the state agencies and work through them then for in the rest of the funding process, similar to any other capital projects that we do with DOT, HCR, et cetera. So as you can see going through here, they talk about their goals for the plan, their responsibilities. There's like almost two pages dedicated to the local planning committee, and that's going to be our next step in establishing that. Once that is established, as you can see, the Secretary of State actually is the one that will confirm the members on that committee. The city is able to make recommendations, but at which point then about a 15-member committee will be established. Staff will be assigned to support those committee members. The LPC that meets is a public meeting. So Chuck will have to get ready for scheduling this room out because I'm hoping to probably use council chambers for those meetings. I envision them meeting once a month or so for about a six-month process. I'm hoping to get through this process as fairly quickly as possible. There are people ready to go in the community with their projects. So I'd love for them to get, as soon as they can, their grant agreement with the state and hit the ground running. So we've done a lot of public planning in the recent past with our BOA, our Parks Master Plan, et cetera. So, we'd like people to participate again, but at this point, we have heard on a number of projects and would just like to get this going. So I'm not going to go through the whole guideline process, but it is available for the public on the website for them to download, read, review, and if there's questions, they're welcome to contact me in the city manager's office. So that's kind of where we're at. So if there's questions or if there's anything in here that you want me to talk a little bit more about, but they do go into depth about the public engagement process that will be used, how the projects are vetted, and then how they're repackaged and resubmitted back to the state.
Christine, I've been approached about sitting on the committee and mm-hmm. a discussion. I believe a big part of that, the board will be limited.
Yes.
At the same time, as you mentioned, most of these, if not all of them, will be public hearings where folks will have an opportunity to express for their input.
Yes.
Am I correct?
Yes. So the LPC, we have some criteria here that we do need to follow from the state for the background of the individuals that they're looking for to sit on the LPC. Obviously we're going to follow the models too from the other communities as well. There are three confirmed seats at the moment. Those are already selected by the state. There's two co-chairs and then another representative from the Red Sea. So we're going to be looking for another 12 plus people in the community at this point. But the meetings themselves, the LPC meetings, have to be open to the public, and we are welcome to kind of structure it in any way we want. So if there's interest for public to be heard either in the beginning or the end of those meetings, that's something that we can definitely do to provide another opportunity for people to provide comment. And then obviously on top of that, we'll have our public meetings too.
During the, I guess, planning process, if somebody wants, somebody was included in the DRI and they want to give a public presentation on their plan to the committee, will they be allowed to do that?
That's actually going to be a requirement, is my understanding. So if you were included in the application, you will have to further vet your project with the LPC. The state, through Bergman Associates, they've actually retained, I believe, Camoin Associates to come in and help the private sector walk through cost-benefit analysis, get them ready for grant contracting. So if you've seen any of the other final plans, you will see some very detailed information about finances, project information, you know, a couple-page spread actually on the projects. It will be very project-oriented. This is not a land use plan or, you know, a planning document per se. It is a very, you know, pointed capital plan for projects in downtown.
Will original public comment, because we had meetings, there were comment cards that were submitted, you could send an email. Will those comments and input be used in developing the final draft? So say there's a project that there was great support for. Will that be considered in determining the final plan, or is it all based on this new public input?
You know, I don't know, Counselor. So in the coming weeks, city staff will get a chance to vet more questions with the state representatives. And, you know, we will be out kind of with them to, so to speak, walk, you know, the boundary area, talk about how is this process going to look and, you know, what we're able to include and not. So I don't know if literally all the work that we did just goes in there as an appendix, or are we starting, you know, kind of from scratch. So we'll find out more in the coming weeks.
In terms of distributing the funds, you touched on that a little bit. Will it be on a reimbursement basis, or will the money be allotted up front?
So it really depends upon the state agency that you're going to do your grant agreement with. Some of them can structure upfront, you know, kind of seed money to get you started. Others only allow you to do reimbursements once a month. Some only let you do a reimbursement at the very end. So it's going to really depend upon the type of project that was proposed, and then that almost dictates the state agency that you work with, and they already have their predetermined contract processes.
And my last question is, if a project is ultimately included in the final plan and they say something happens and that project falls through, and say that project was allotted $500,000 from the DRI, will that money be made available again for another project?
That's a good question, and we'll find out for you. Yep. So I don't know if they'll allow us to have kind of alternatives, you know, projects, you know, at the bottom, you know, if people are unable to get to a grant agreement stage. But that's a good question.
And my summation as the moral of the story is the state is dictating what the process is, and we will comply with those guidelines as dictated by the state.
Yes, that's correct.
Thank you.
Anyone else, Council? Thank you, Christina.
You're welcome.
I believe you're all set. I don't know if you had any more or not.